Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, again talking with George Halkiotis about the Friends Indeed Christmas Dinner. This will be the 13th year that it's been going on at the Adams Boulevard Church of Christ, and that's been a good central location for you, just about, you know, right, an easy drive for anybody that wants to come, and right off of 75, just make the exit ramp and you're there.
Yeah, that's correct, and the nice thing about it is that the church has been gracious in allowing us to use the facility. It's an excellent facility. The dining area, we use the gymnasium and set up the tables, and the kitchen is just fantastic. And Rita Beavers does all the cooking, and so she knows that facility extremely well. So yes, you're correct, and it is an easy place to get to. So that we encourage all to come out and to spread the word around to individuals.
Does Rita pretty much year in, year out keep the same kitchen staff from at least most of the workers that are in there with her?
Yes, and we always joke about the fact that even I, who kind of run the operation, I'm not allowed in the kitchen, you know, because that's her kitchen. So
as well it should be.
Yes, exactly right. But we have, volunteers who help with they do serve the meal. We have a serving line. We have volunteers who cut desserts, for example, and make the desserts available, make the iced tea and the coffee. Then, servers. We have people who deliver the meals. On the 23rd, Wednesday the 23rd, we will set up the church, and that's at 1 o'clock. So anyone who's willing to help set up the tables and do some preparation in other ways, fold the napkins and things of this nature, they're welcome to come. And our core group of volunteers, we have, of course, Rita and Betty Dalrymple, Elaine Lucas, the Langford family. There's several of them that are involved that help out. And so we have a good group that get involved and do the planning and go out and seek donations of turkeys and hams and the green beans and so forth, and also anyone who's willing to donate some money, because we do have to from time to time buy items, especially all of the paper plates and things of this nature. Mm-hmm. And so we've been fortunate every year, the Bartlesville Rotary Club and the Jane Phillips Society of giving us a donation every year.
So that really gives you a good kickstart on a lot of your needs. And I know they're out talking to folks about turkeys and hams and that sort of thing, but that initial start from the two organizations, I'm sure, helps a lot.
Yes, it does. And Dungis Family Ford has donated turkeys. Examiner Enterprises donated turkeys in the past. So, and if anyone has any turkeys or hams or things of this nature and they want to donate, you can call that number, 918-333-2796, and we'll be happy to take your donation.
And again, your donations of money to go out and buy turkeys or hams or green beans or all the other things you need to make gravy and everything else.
That's correct, yeah.
As I recall, somebody's made a lot of homemade rolls, or I don't know if you buy those already made. They appear to be homemade, but maybe they're not.
We actually get those from the Nutrition Center up in Dewey. They've been very kind to us, and every year they provide us the rolls. And there are other organizations such as Agape, Concern, Mary Martha have been good and given us some donations of items that they either have in excess or they want to donate to us.
Yeah. you run on the backs of volunteers. We've mentioned so many of volunteers already, the kitchen staff, the people that are out to either delivering meals or waiting on tables or whatever needs to be done. And you mentioned that most of them anyway, you send out an email and you say, hey, we're having another meal. Can you come help? But you need new volunteers every year, too.
That's correct. And so anyone who is willing to volunteer, again, that same phone number, 918-333-2796, just call up and say, I'd like to help, and we'll find a task for you to do. And I know you'll enjoy it, because everyone who has helped out, that is the joy that I get in this, is they come to me and say, George, ask me again next year, and I really enjoyed doing this. And it is just seeing the smiles on people's faces. And like I say, the delivery people, when they take some to someone's door who they couldn't get out. And like you say, as you said earlier, it's nice. We'd prefer that people come, but some people can't. And knowing that they're going to get a meal at their home also makes all the volunteers feel better.
And first of all, it's Christmas Day. Who doesn't have a smile on their face on Christmas? But it's probably one of the happiest places in town.
Yes, I agree.
You go in there and you see people who have, given their time or just want to do an act of kindness for somebody, and everybody feels great.
That's right.
What's your biggest challenge? What is the one job every year that you say, I'm just not sure I'm going to get this one done?
Well, getting enough turkeys some years seems to be the biggest challenge. We've had years in which at the very last moment we end up and we say God is watching over us, because we're having a discussion on the phone, talking to each other and saying, I'm not sure we're going to get enough turkeys, Well, can we go buy them? Are there any in the stores? And the next thing you know, someone calls and says, hey, I've got 5 turkeys or something of this nature. One year I had the opposite problem. I had so many of them, I didn't have a place. I was down in Tulsa and I was coming back and I got a phone call and said, hey, I've got 5 turkeys, but I got to get them to you today. And so I'm feverishly calling everybody trying to find freezer space.
Can you store a turkey?
Yeah, because I certainly don't have the room for 5 turkeys in my house.
Well, I'm not sure anybody on spur of the moment would have room for 5 turkeys, right. But you found some place to park them.
We did. And I mean, that was another example where the next thing I know, I'm getting calls back. The networking worked. And people were checking with everybody, and somebody calls me back and says, I've got room for 3, and somebody else says, I've got room for 2, and whoop, it was taken care of.
Well, that's great. So, we did get a call from a listener, and you credited the folks in Dewey for making the rolls, but at least according to the callers, they said they are homemade with love. Okay. So you may deal with the organization in Dewey, but somebody's still making them.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
So and it appeared that way, that somebody, yes, as opposed to a professional bakery, was doing it, but they did a great job.
Well, I apologize for not giving them credit, and I thank you for the homemade rolls.
Well, it's a great deal, and it's just one of the little touches that makes it a great day to go.
Exactly.
Number one, I told you when we were on the air, I would go because not a lot of news happens on Christmas Day anyway, and that's one dependable news story for me. But it is a fun time to go and have meal with people and be part of the experience so that I can accurately report it on Christmas
Day. Well, and we appreciate you volunteering. I know I can count on you being there, and I see you there every year. So, and I thank you for that. And I thank all of the volunteers who show up. They're a real big help, and like I say, the nice thing about it, 99% of them know what they need to do, so it's not a matter of having to tell them what to do. It's just get out of their way and let them do it.
Yeah, you and the rest of the leadership of the event, you're exactly doing that, and sometimes you can tell, but if you just let them do their job, they know what they need to do.
Exactly.
And you do a good job of getting that. There's always tables. I've never seen anybody wait, at least not for very long. People seem to be mindful of, there's people over there that need a chair, and I'm nearly done anyway, so they move on out, and there's always seating.
That's correct. And we, if necessary, I mean, we set up some number of tables every year, but we leave a little bit of space, and if we get it crowded, we can roll in another table. But we also have another room where we use it as our setup, and we can put guests there. We're not going to have someone standing very long.
Well, that's good. So, first of all, if you feel a need that you would like to meet on this Friends Indeed Christmas dinner, I know George has given the phone number many times, but one more time doesn't hurt. If you want to donate a turkey or a ham or some of the other raw materials for the meal, or if you just want to make a financial contribution to say, hey, if you need to go buy more, I don't care, green beans or flour for the gravy or whatever it is, you know, use the money as you see fit, or if you want to volunteer your time.
And the number is 918-333-2796. And I might add that Friends Indeed operates under the Bartlesville Community Foundation, which is a 501c3. So if you want, you can write that off as a tax deduction also.
And you can your checkbook will feel better, and so will you.
That's well said.
George, it all starts Christmas Day. What time do you open the doors for those that are
The meal starts at 11:30. We ask volunteers to come in a little before that, about 30 minutes before. Some people, of course, are there much earlier. Rita and her cooking staff much earlier. Several of us show up earlier than that, but the meal starts 11:30 and goes to 2:30.
Well, yeah, Rita and the cooking staff, I would have to say they're there early, and then somehow they've got to juggle things so that not all the turkeys are coming done at the same time.
You're right. And in fact, they're usually there when we're setting up on the 23rd. They're doing some preparation. In the years when we've had mashed potatoes and they've peeled potatoes, things of that nature.
Okay, well, again, it's the Friends Indeed Christmas Day dinner, and if somebody asks you what day it is, it's Christmas Day.
That's right.
Okay, and so, again, if you'd like to help out, give George or the staff a phone call, and if not, set your appointment calendar and be there on Christmas Day as a volunteer or just somebody to sit down and have a Christmas dinner with somebody who maybe is looking for a little bit of company. That's our Community Connection this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. A body recovered from